As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air, buddy. Be a part of it, and welcome to the Tuesday, March the 15th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live as we do Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark BecomeVocalLocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Again, that's BecomeVocalLocal.com. And or you can pick up the telephone and call throughout the broadcast for those gentlemen long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call at area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And that's 512-904-8014, or from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without Internet access, listening in via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro, 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas, Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, TalkStream Live. Wow. Yeah, getting out there. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. All that contact information can be found at BecomeVocalLocal.com. Precious metals, equities, and crude tumble. That's right. Red ink day today. U.S. dollar up. Japan's financial tsunami rocks the global village. Yeah. Clean energy propaganda mill running overtime, protests, swipe cards, Shell Oil, Dodd Bill. They're all in the news for today. I'm going to part eight, trusts. Do they deserve our trust, our money, and our future? If we have time in the later part of the broadcast, of course, we'll take your calls. And much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Not good news. Not good news at all. Lots of action happening here. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. I guess you say it that way now. Anyway, gold off 2.62%, down 37.40. You got it. Off $37.40 at $1,391.40. Again, this is as of 9 o'clock a.m. an hour ago. Silver, big swipe up the side of the head, off $1.92 at $34.02 an ounce. Platinum unspared, off $48 this morning at $1,707 an ounce. Palladium, big drop, $35 right off the top at $737 a troy ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, one of the widest spreads I've seen in a while, $1,380.10 for a low, $1,435.10, a big spread this morning, $50. Spread in the gold spot market. But take heart, little flock. Your gold is up year to year, $289.70 an ounce for a 26.30% return on your investment. Again, gold off $37.40 at $1,391.40. We'll be right back.
Citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our terrible Tuesday, March the 15th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, looking at this market report for this morning, lots of red ink all across the board. We find gold trading off $37.40 an ounce at $1,391.40. Silver off $1.92 at $34.02. Platinum off $48 at $1,707. And palladium off $35 at $737. Guys, got an old motorcycle you want to sell today? Get rid of it. Get yourself some gold and silver coin at these prices. What a bargain. London Gold Fix this morning. The boys in London set the price at $1,407 and it immediately dumped thereafter. The SPDR gold shares, now from Friday, Tsunami Day, till today, they've kicked out about 3.65 metric tons of gold. They're showing this morning on the website, that's SPDR.com, SPDRGoldShares.com. They're claimed to be holding 1,213.65 metric tons, valued on State Street at these spot prices of $55.5 billion. But they are in the selling mode. Whenever the SPDR is selling, I would recommend that we be buyers in the marketplace. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, again, nothing but a sea of red ink. The Dow was down, the NASDAQ was down, the FTSE was down, the DAX was down, the stocks was down. It was down across the board, all around the planet, like I say. This is the Japanese financial tsunami that's rocking the global village. Anyway, the Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed off 51 at 11,993. The NASDAQ closed in red ink off 15 at 2701. and the S&P 500 equally red off 8 at 1296. The U.S. dollar index this morning is the only indicator that's up on our charts, but the crude oil also took a whack upside the head, dropping another $3.38, which is good for you and I at the pump, but it's holding $97.81 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. West Texas Intermediate, delivered as it is in Cushing, Oklahoma, not to be confused with that European liquor Brent crude. Anyway, the USDX up 49 basis points at 76.85. Of course, these changes all impact the foreign exchange rate marketplace, where this morning we find the Canadian loonie moving down, but still just barely hanging on there at parity with the U.S. dollar, but it comes down 180 basis points this morning. Exchanges against the U.S. dollar at parity, $1 U.S. for one loonie. The Mexican peso off 164 basis points, and yet still arc welded as it is to the U.S. dollar. You can get fill up your pockets with pesos at 8 cents a pop. The euro this morning off 71 basis points. Exchanges against the U.S. buck, a rooney, at $1.39. The British pound off 81 basis points at $1.60. And the Swiss franc shining strong and high this morning, just like the U.S. dollar, up 76 basis points at $1.09 U.S. The bond market equally weak this morning. The yield on the two-year treasuries, the bonded indebtedness, is 0.54%. The 10 years are yielding 3.26, and the 30 at 4.46. Of course, as the yields go down, the prices on those bonds go up. Just watch that for yourself on the Bloomberg website, the ICE.com, other places where you can get involved with that. The mortgage rates this morning, of course, impacted by any of these other moves. The 15-year mortgage moves down from 4.29% a month ago. These are your fixed-rate mortgages, moving down from 4.29% a month ago to 4.03%, trying to entice people to become debtors. Now, the 30-year moves down as well from 5.02% to 4.79%. And the prime rate stands at 3.25%. Your gold to silver ratio this morning, it'll take you 40.91 ounces of silver. Put 1 ounce of gold in your pocket. On the Econoday website, we've got a lot of activity today happening. Of course, we'll have a busy day tomorrow, and Thursday's a big day. This morning, they've got the 3-year note settlement, 10-year note settlement, 30-year bond settlement, the ICSC, Goldman store sales. We'll go to that in a moment. The Empire State Manufacturing Survey, which this morning we'll just skip over. The import-export prices is out. Red Book is out. Capital, Treasury Capital will be out. But later this afternoon, the FOMC, the Federal Open Market Committee meeting, will have their announcement. And, of course, everybody is waiting for that. Let's go into that market calendar and take a look and see what some of these reports have to say for themselves. This is the ICSC Goldman store sales. All right. Now, this is in the wake of the great Japanese earthquake here. The ICSC Goldman reports solid consumer buying in the March 12th week. All right. Wow, everybody went out and got tennis shoes, right? At a plus 3.1% same store year-on-year rate for a 0.1% weekly gain. The report notes a shift in the week towards drugstores. Yeah, drugstores. And deep discount stores. Dollar General, with sales at apparel and department stores less strong. What are people buying? They're buying drugs, baby. Drugs. That's the cure for America. The report argues that improved labor demand, improved economic conditions, and a reduction in payroll tax will more than offset the drag from the high fuel and food prices. You want to believe it? Let's hear it again. The report argues that improved labor demand, improved economic conditions, and a reduction in payroll taxes will more than offset the drag from high fuel and food prices. Well, if you want to believe that story, that's a story, and you can believe it. This is another one, the Red Book this morning. Red Book, in contrast to the ICSC, Goldman is reporting a slowing in consumer spending. What's up with this dyslexia anyway? Red Book's year-on-year same-store sales tally held unchanged at a plus 2% in the March 12th week. You can't go off these numbers, folks. I just share them with you to know let you know where everybody else is getting their info. The four-week averages between the two reports are going in different directions. Well, that's where they happen to be going. Here's a little bit more of the import and export prices. Import and export prices showed extending inflationary pressure in what before the ongoing Japanese crisis would have raised further concern over the price outlook. In data for February, import prices jumped 1.4%, so it's cost us more to buy that cheap Chinese plastic crap and OPEC crude. To extend a long string of similar outsized gains, excluding another big monthly surge in petroleum. They got to get rid of that, you know. Take that. It impacts the market. They got to get that out of there. This time, 3.7% import prices rose 0.6% to also extend a trend of sizable gains. Well, that's the way it goes. Export prices showed similar pressure up 1.2% in the month. Here, agricultural prices were the big factor, up a very high 4.4% in the month, and excluding which prices rose a very high. That doesn't make any sense. Go back to the drawing board, boys. That article is poorly written. Anyway, you get the idea. Imports up, exports up, and so on and so forth. Just scrolling back to the other side. Let's take a look and see what we got over here. I want to get this one first. NASDAQ. No, we don't go to the NASDAQ first. I want to pick up this one over here. Let's get it. Commodities. Here we go. Talk commodities. Try and get these things organized in the right way for you. Commodities tumble, led by oil, as Japan quake threatens demand. Now, we've talked about demand so many times on the broadcast. The whole marketplace is driven by demand. And when there ain't no demand, baby, there ain't no sales. So we'll talk about demand right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
My name's John, and I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So back to the Bloomberg website. Here we go once again for another article from them. Commodities tumble led by oil as Japan quake threatens demand. All right. Alexander Kwiatkowski writing this for Bloomberg. New news. Commodities fell for a fourth day led by a 3.3% slide in crude oil as Japan's biggest earthquake and nuclear crisis spurred concern that demand for raw materials, including some energy products, will sink. Well, it's going to do that. No question about it. So that's why we're seeing most of the sell-off going on here. Everybody's trying to reposition themselves. You know, this is quite a deal changer. The Standard & Poor's, and it goes on. Who cares? What you're seeing in demand is in Japan is a demand-destructive event, all right? Demand-destructive event. Does that sound at all familiar? Remember, we were talking about the Koch brothers there, you know, old Fred Koch, the head shed of that family? Yeah, remember that? He went out and studied under Schumpeter. Yeah, he did. And they practice creative destruction over there. You don't have to take it my word. Just go up to their website and take a look at it for yourself. Creative destruction. I guess you can see a little bit of creative destruction going on over there in Japan. But what you're seeing in Japan is a demand-destructive event. Getting rid of demand. Demand is important. Demand drives the marketplace. But anyway, this said Stephen Wood, New York-based chief market strategist for the Russell Investment Group. Quote, "We saw the supply side of the equation with what's going on in Libya and Egypt and to some extent Bahrain, or I should say Bahrain, and now you're seeing the other side." So this is the other shoe that dropped, all right? So as we were reporting, they were trying to drive up the price of crude and drive up the price of crude and drive up the price of crude and wring your handkerchiefs because Libya is in a revolt, but they only produce about 1.7, 8, 9% of the global market for that sweet oil that they deliver. And it has no impact on the U.S. markets. And so people were getting wise and going, what the hell? So what we need to do now is go ahead and jiggle the demand side a little bit. There wasn't enough demand. We were washed in oil. And so what do they do? Well, I don't know, a little bit of magic over in Japan. We saw the supply side again to the equation with what's going on in Libya and Egypt and to some extent Bahrain. And now you're seeing the other side. Commodities are retreating after a six-monthly gain in February as Japan, the world's third biggest economy, I was mistaken yesterday, I guess California's not the second, it's the United States, China, and Japan, 1, 2, 3, the world's biggest, third biggest economy, grapples with the aftermath of the quake, the magnitude of which was revised upward to 9 yesterday. Maybe they'll revise it again tomorrow and bring it up to 10. Just for the newsworthiness, a third blast occurred today at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant. And Prime Minister Nato Kan said the risk of further radiation leakage is rising. Boy, I'll tell you what, you can't get a straight answer out of these people. Anyway, let's go back to that Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant. Where the hell is Fukushima? Anyway, anybody look at the map? Anybody look at the map? I got my atlas last night, took a look. Didn't realize that Fukushima is way inland. Why, it's 40 miles from the seashore. Fukushima. How did the tsunami get all the way to Fukushima? I think somebody's fooking us. Not sure. But Fukushima is inland. Way inland. How did that tidal wave get in there, them crafty Japanese? They've always got something up their sleeve. Are we getting zoomed here, folks? What's going on with this? Nato Kan said a risk of further radiation leak is rising. That's not what the other articles say. What's going on here? Is this just public relations? Is this PR? Are we trying to, you know, diving for dollars here? Crude oil for April delivery dropped as much as $3.38 to $97.81 a barrel in electronic trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange and was at $98.23 at 11:01 a.m. in London. European benchmark Brent crude, blah, 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 and so on. The earthquake has shut or disrupted production of refineries accounting for at least 29% of Japan's processing ability, cutting demand for crude supplies. The country is the world's third largest oil consumer. All right? That's important. U.S. crude futures surged to a 29-month high to $106.95 a barrel in intraday trading on March the 7th as violence in Libya cut crude production and threatened to spill into the Middle East. We're getting zoomed here, folks. Gasoline futures on the NYMEX declined as much as 12.4%, so on and so forth. Production halted some of Japan's nuclear plants. What? The production halted some of Japan's nuclear plants may boost demand in the country for other fuels, including liquefied natural gas, propane, diesel fuel, which may power stations to burn to produce electricity. Watch as the diesel fuel prices go up. The cost of delivering goods is going to go up in the United States. The diesel fuel is going to go up on this. Watch it. I use diesel fuel in my truck. Why should it ever be above gasoline prices? I don't know. Anyway, watch as it goes up. Japan, just as it's time to go out and start getting the fields ready, getting things planted, hauling stuff around from point A to point B. Japan will need as much as 10 million metric tons of additional liquefied natural gas as a result of the quake and its aftermath, said Jonathan Stern, director of gas research at the Oxford Institute for Energy Studies. A dramatic increase in liquid natural gas demand was possible if damage to Japanese nuclear facilities proved more severe than he currently expects. Of course, you know, that's where it's going to be. They'll be out of service for a long time there. Stern told reporters today at a conference in Doha, Qatar, natural gas futures in the U.S. and the U.K. rallied. And then it goes on and talks about the precious metals, all right? Median delivery gold bullion fell as much as 1.5%. Why? Palladium for a median delivery dropped as much as 3.8%. Why? Cash silver fell as much as 3.8%. Gold and other precious metals are coming under pressure as commodities decline across the board. Why? The decline in commodities also coincided with the need for gold to take a breather after a recent rally to a record. There's the truth. That's right. We had a pretty good, strong move up. Now we're going to move back. We're going to consolidate. We're going to build more strength. Then we're going to move higher, as we've been saying for years in this longest-running bull market in the precious metals. The highs just keep getting higher, and the lows keep getting higher, too. So you continue to buy into the trend and set your stops accordingly. Demand for palladium and platinum has been hurt by shutdowns in auto plants in Japan. So now we can understand maybe a little bit why the $48 came out of platinum and palladium. You know, these are used in these catalytic converters, among other things. So that might explain that. Down a little bit further here, Toyota Motor Corporation, the world's biggest car maker, will suspend output at 12 Japanese factories today and tomorrow. I almost have to ask why, but I guess it's probably related to electricity delivery. When their nuclear plants are offline, they're not going to be able to get it out there. Probably take them a while to change the wiring around and shunt some of the power from the remaining reactors over to the transmission grid and get things back up again, even if it is a little bit less powerful electricity. But it's rather interesting to me anyway, this Fukushima deal. You know, Tokyo, Yokohama, Osaka, the big ones, you know, for Japan, they're all much south of this Fukushima thing. But I don't remember seeing any YouTube videos about what was going on there in the Tokyo Bay, that area in there, what was going on to Yokohama. The Osaka, you know, that's way inland. Kobe, you know, way inland. Just look at the map. What was happening up in Hokkaido? Up in the at the top end of it. Don't hear anything about that. I don't know. So I guess we're only getting part of the story in the U.S. news. That's nothing new. We'll be right back. Much more to come.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
I don't know, was I the only one that noticed in the news reporting yesterday afternoon and evening how they were talking about thousands of bodies washing up ashore? Remember the article we shared with you yesterday where they had like 1,700 or something like that, or 1,500 confirmed deaths. So they had something like 1,600 injuries and 1,500 men missing. Well, how do you get thousands of people's bodies washing up on shore if you only had 1,500 missing? Something wrong with the numbers here. We're starting to run to the absurd, all right? Anyway, we'll have to see. One loss of life is too many, you know, already. But when they start fudging the numbers, something's going on here. We're getting zoomed. Also, take a look. I don't know for how many of you actually do go up on the Bloomberg website. You know, I share the articles. Maybe that's enough for everybody. But nevertheless, if you go up and look at the Bloomberg website and check all of the sectors, and they've got a gob in a bunch of them, what I found this morning looking was that there's virtually no news about what's going on in this country. Everything is all about the global village, all right? Everything is all about the global village. Nothing really happening here, although we have things happening in this country. But what happened to the mortgage problem, you know? What happens to the banker lawsuits? What happens to Bank of America? What happens to all the important things that are going down in this country? Well, they're all getting hidden behind these shrill voices in the media that want us to be keeping our eyes focused offshore at a time when this country is going into the toilet, you know? Anyway, so here's a little bit more. Commodities tumble. We talked about that one. Let's take a look at this one. You know, I reported on this Euro next Deutsche Börse merger. Well, it's not a done deal, apparently. NASDAQ CEO Greifeld prefers cost cuts to size at New York Stock Exchange Euronext. I realize that's a headline, and it's hard to make sense in a headline, but it didn't make many sense to me. This by Whitney Kisling, In Yong Wong, Rita Nazareth. Wow. Collaboratively writing for Bloomberg yesterday morning. NASDAQ OMX Group, Inc., the NDAQ. So far absent from the wave of mergers that has swept equity exchanges around the world, may be looking at cost cuts more than expansion in its pursuit of the New York Stock Exchange Euronext. I thought the way that this thing had been reported is that it was a done deal. I mean, we went in and studied the Deutsche Börse AG and the whole nine yards. But apparently there's still something up in the air. NASDAQ of New York is in talks with lenders to fund a possible bid for the New York Stock Exchange Euronext to counter the Deutsche Börse AG offer of more than $9 billion, said two people with knowledge of the matter. So apparently it's still on the table. The company is working with the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc. That's theice.com, folks. If you're not familiar with theice.com, familiarize yourself with it. Theice.com. On a potential offer that would dismember the owner of the New York Stock Exchange, said one of the people who declined to be identified because the matter is private. In other words, anonymity. While Frankfurt-based Deutsche Börse agreement to purchase the New York Stock Exchange Euronext reflects a reach for global scale, NASDAQ may cut overseas operations. Chief Executive Officer Robert Greifeld, 53, would be able to reduce expenses by eliminating competition in stock listings and reducing it in equities and options trading after cutting costs to 59% of revenue from 68% over the last 5 years. What's happening here, basically, is that somebody is starting to scratch their head and say, hey, wait a minute. If New York Stock Exchange, Euronext, merges with Deutsche Bank AG, you know, we're talking about a global system here, but NASDAQ would be exceedingly powerful if they were to merge with the New York Stock Exchange. They'd have a virtual lock on all of the stock markets here. So let's continue a little bit further. Greifeld is considered an excellent cost cutter and an accomplished acquirer and integrator. How'd you like to have that on your resume, your business card? Acquirer and integrator. Wow. Said New York-based Ed Dittmeyer of Macquarie Group Limited, the top-ranked analyst on the NASDAQ. Quote, by wanting to acquire the parts that mirror its own business, they'll have the maximum overlap and maximum redundancies. Now, what's all up with that? Maximum overlap and maximum redundancies. We learned from Vicki Davis, expert in these computer systems as she is, that you don't want redundancy. You want to get rid of that. Maximum overlap and redundancy, well, that means that you can cut away, you could pare away, you could trim, make special large portions of these two stock exchange and come back with one perhaps stronger, more streamlined business. And that's a possibility. NASDAQ owns 12 equity and options markets in the U.S. and Europe, including the NASDAQ stock market, the NASDAQ options market, and venues in Sweden, Denmark, Finland, Iceland, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. New York Stock Exchange Euronext divisions include the New York Stock Exchange, the Euronext platform that handles shares in the Netherlands, Belgium, Portugal, and France, and the European derivatives platform known as the New York Stock Exchange LIFFE, or LIFFE. All right? Either way you go, this is a huge, huge, huge holding. No doubt about it. So we'll keep an eye on that. It looks like it's just all talk at this point. Nothing definitive in this article, just letting you know. Public notice, as they say. Shell, all right, do a Shell game here. Shell is to cut refining costs by $1 billion, which is a drop in the bucket to Shell, and boost their output growth. Now, how do you cut refining costs and boost growth at the same time? Something's got to happen. Let's find out. Edouard Gismachelin and Francine Lacroix are writing this for Bloomberg New News. Royal Dutch Shell PLC, RDSA on the stock exchange, Europe's largest oil company, pledged extra cost cuts in refining and marketing costs as it seeks to accelerate production growth through 2014. Now, let's see. Wait a minute. What's wrong with this picture? You mean to tell me that Royal Dutch Shell is looking past 2012? That Armageddon isn't going to happen in 2012? That Nibiru is not going to smack into the planet Earth by 2012? I guess not. The company plans to reduce costs by $1 billion by the end of next year. The hog-based Shell said today in a statement it reiterated a target to increase oil and gas production to 3.7 million barrels of oil equivalent a day in 2014. Yes, that's right. 2 years after the end of the Mayan calendar, they're still projecting growth. An increase of 12% from 2010. You just run the math. 3.7 million barrels of oil equivalent. At $97.81 a barrel, these babies are knocking down billions of dollars a day. And they're only talking about reducing their cost by $1 billion? Like I said, it's a non-article. Quote, we're on track to deliver our three-year plan. Three-year plans, five-year plans, 10-year plans, 50-year plans, 100-year plans. And most people out there today probably don't have a plan for what they're going to do for the rest of today. Anyway, we're on track to deliver our three-year plan, which we outlined last year. They're really getting ahead of themselves. You mean they were planning for 3 years last year? We increased our cash flow substantially into 2011, and we're on track to deliver the production and cash flow growth by 2012. Shell plans to invest $100 billion in projects in 4 years through 2014 to maintain output and growth through 2020. They don't seem to be worried about that Mayan calendar. The company is examining plans to tap 10 billion barrels of oil equivalent resources and is assessing 30 projects with production potential of more than 1 million barrels a day. Shell is developing 20 new projects to add more than 800,000 barrels of oil equivalent a day to raise daily output to 3.5 million barrels in 2012. And then there's more. Talk about exploration, etc. So I would have to say that they're not too worried about climate change and other things. Worker confidence on retirement money at a 20-year low. Worker confidence on retirement money? If you have any confidence in money, you're not listening to this broadcast very carefully. Margaret Collins writing this for Bloomberg. More than a quarter of U.S. workers said they're not at all confident about their ability to afford a comfortable retirement. Hell, I'm not either. I ain't confident we're going to be allowed to live that long. The highest percentage in two decades, according to an Employee Benefit Research Institute report. Quote, we're getting the most pessimistic results we've ever seen. You think our message is getting out, folks? People are losing faith in the full faith and credit of the Ponzi scheme called the United States government. Here's a quote. Those that are not well prepared are finally starting to get it. I mean, we've only been telling you to get ready for 20 years, people. Those that are not well prepared are finally starting to get it. See, when your ox gets gored and it's really bleeding all over the living room, then you start to do something. The bad news is they're not really reacting to it yet. I guess they're stuck in the oh my God phase. We'll be right back.
Citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moroni's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And so the writers at Bloomberg here, they're working overtime, you know, to try and get people to put money in the banks. I don't think so. Not going to work. It's going to take better than this story to do it. Those that are not prepared, are not well prepared, are finally starting to get it. The bad news is that they're not really reacting to it yet. Hopefully this will be something that in the future will generate more savings. More savings. Why would you put anything in a bank? I mean, other than the very bare minimum that you need to get by for a couple of months. I mean, that has probably got to be the worst invention that ever came down the pipe. But anyway, this is what they're talking about. About 27% of workers, it's a little over a quarter, not really overwhelming a majority, about 27% of workers lacked confidence about their retirement savings, up from 22% last year, all right? So it's kind of hanging out in about the 25 percentile bracket. The increase was driven by those with less than $100,000 in savings, according to the report. It's pretty hard to save $100,000. I'll be the first to admit it. The percentage of those with less than $25,000 in savings who are not at all confident about having enough in retirement rose to 43%. I'd say so. And 25 grand is what you got. Well, it's going to be slim. You know it. Anyway, up from 19% in 2007. For savers with more than $100,000, it was 5%, about the same as 2007. EBRI worked on the study with research firm Matthew Greenwald Associates, Inc. About 1,000 workers and 250 retirees age 25 and older were interviewed by telephone in January for the survey. More than half, or 56% of workers, notice they didn't say the middle class, they said workers, all right? Gone over that before. Surveyed had less than $25,000 in savings and investments, excluding their primary residence, which is probably upside down in mortgages and ready to go into default, and any defined benefit pension plan. The study said about 42% estimated their retirement savings needs by guessing. That's right. Well, I guess that'll be enough. I guess you're right, honey. Hey, let's go to the mall. The Washington-based nonprofit has a database of more than 20 million participants in 401k retirement plans. You think your financial information is secure? Guess again. Shell-shocked? People were shell-shocked to some extent by what was going on in 2008 and 2009, said Van Der Hei. Quote, many people wouldn't even open their 401k statements when they came every quarter because they were too afraid to look. Too afraid to look. Silver this morning is off $1.92 at $34.02. Gold is down $37.40 at $1,391. And when you open the drawer, look in your sock drawer and see all those little shiny guys staring at you, you don't need to be afraid. They're going up in value. Continuing, workers should use online tools. That's the way to keep your information private. Choose to save calculator, making a savings plan and implement it through contributions to a 401k retirement plan with their employer. I would recommend you don't do that. Or by opening an individual retirement account, like the sock drawer. Said Greg Burrows, Senior Vice President of Retirement and Investor Services for Des Moines, Iowa-based Principal Financial Group, one of the report's underwriters in an interview at Bloomberg's headquarters in New York City. 68% of savers said they could save $25 more a week for retirement, which was a positive finding in the study. And they were buying, and they were selling, and they were eating, and they were drinking, and they were giving in marriage, and they were taking in marriage, and they knew not. And the flood came and swept them all away. Lawmakers preparing bills to delay debit card swipe fee caps. Everybody's heard about these debit card swipe fees. And they're worrying about these caps. They don't want to get involved with the banking industry. Legislators are a little bit troubled about that. Phil Mattingly writing this for Bloomberg. U.S. Senate and House lawmakers will propose legislation to delay proposed debit card, quote-unquote, swipe fee caps that have been challenged by financial companies and questioned by bank regulators. Of course they'd be challenged by the financial companies. Of course they'd be questioned by bank regulators. It gets them in their pocketbook, and they don't like that. All the people out there that use debit cards, you know, to swiping groceries from you and me, they swipe things with their debit card, especially if it happens to be a food stamps debit card or a WIC debit card or some one of these other challenged people's credit cards. Senators worked to complete their bill late yesterday as House Republicans got a first look at the language that would put a hold on Federal Reserve rules aimed at making fees paid by retailers reasonable and proportional to processing costs as required by the Dodd-Frank Act. Now, you might look into it more if you're interested, all right? But they're basically putting the brakes on something, and as the article closes, when they put the brakes on something in Washington, it means it's gone bye-bye. So, even though the Dodd-Frank had something to say, no one's going to apply it. A law that cannot be enforced will not be enforced, and a law that is unenforceable is no law at all. Google is said to plan payment tests in New York and San Francisco. If the world wasn't inside down and upside down yet, Olga Khalif and Serino Sato, writing this from Bloomberg, proves that it's about to go upside down yet again. Google Inc. plans to start testing a mobile payment service at stores in New York and San Francisco within 4 months, letting shoppers use their phones to ring up purchases, two people familiar with the project said. Doug Owen, Michael Vail, and Lee Rogers probably reported on this years ago, but nevertheless, it's in the news this morning. New news. New newsy news. The company, that would be Google, will pay for the installation of thousands of special cash register systems from Verifone Systems, Inc. at merchant locations, said one of the people who requested anonymity because Google's plans haven't been made public. The registers would accept payments from mobile phones equipped with no so-called near-field communication technology. Would that be your RFID chip, wouldn't it? I guess if you're going to get used to having an RFID in your phone and you'll always have your phone in your hand, I guess it's about the same as in your wrist or your forehead, isn't it? The project would put Google in a growing field of companies experimenting with NFC, which lets consumers pay for products and services by tapping a device against a register at checkout. By tapping a device against a register at checkout. I'm telling you, these cheap Chinese plastic wrap tippy tappies are going to be the end of us, giving them an alternative to cash or physical credit cards. The Google service may combine a consumer's financial account information, gift card balances, store loyalty cards, and coupon subscriptions on a single NFC chip on your phone. Well, there's your microchip, Dorothy. I hope you like it. Here's another one. This is talking about Hour of Trouble. As it could be anything that would be most advantageous to the globalist right now, as they're trying to sell Don Quixote's windmills to a very uninterested public, and all of the solar panels all across the world, and wave-generated electrical generation things, and so on and so forth. In order for the green agenda to move forward, they have to create demand. They have to have demand for the products. Nobody really wants a CFL light bulb in their house in the first place. Nobody that I know is interested in having a smart meter installed in their house. Nobody that I know really wants to have a toaster or a microwave that can talk to the electric company. Nobody that I know wants to have the electric company being able to turn down your air conditioning in the summer and shut off your heating in the winter. No, nobody that I know is interested in those things, but in order for this green agenda to move forward, they've got to generate demand. So here's some problems here. The quake-prone Pacific Rim atomic plants may hold keys to new U.S. nuclear plans. That's right. So what we're going to do is we're going to look over at quake-torn Japan, and then we'll impose those EPA regulations on nuclear power plants built in the middle of Missouri, of all things. We'll be right back.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Once again, looking at our map here, because we begin the second hour of today's broadcast, looking at Fukushima in Japan, it seems to lie someplace between, it looks like, a peak called Zeyo, which is 6,040 feet high above sea level, and Bande, a peak that is 5,968 feet above sea level, right alongside of a park there, about the center of the mainland island there in Japan. Very interesting. How is it that this Fukushima Daiichi power station was struck by a tsunami? Maybe they just liked the name, used it multiple places, but certainly... enough of that. Let's go into this article again. We're back again in our second hour of today's March 15th, 2011, two-hour broadcast. Forgot to say that. Top of the hour. This is Oracle Broadcasting Network. But here's the rest of the article again. The future of Barry the Usurper's plan to redesign the U.S. energy system. This is off the Bloomberg website. Jeremy Van Loon and Mark Chediak writing this. Quake-prone Pacific Rim atomic plants may hold the keys to the U.S. nuclear plans. Why, I don't know, but I guess they're gonna. Again, the future of Barry the Usurper's plans to redesign the U.S. energy system with low-emission nuclear plants may hinge on reactors across the Pacific Ocean as Japan's nuclear disaster renews a debate about the safety of plants in America. Wait a minute, folks, wait a minute. Nothing wrong with the plants. There's nothing wrong with the nuclear plant. I mean, we got aircraft carriers out there, and they're tootling around with nuclear-powered plants. We got submarines out there, and they're running around, tootling around with nuclear power plants. You never hear about a nuclear disaster there. There's nothing wrong with the nuclear equipment here at this Fukushima joint. We're talking about standby electric generators that were sited poorly. It was the generators that were the problem. Maybe we need to take up this issue with the manufacturer of the generators. Who made the generators? What, General Electric? Caterpillar? John Deere? Who made the generators? Honda? Anyway, as engineers battle to prevent a meltdown. What a crock of crap. Anyway, it makes news. Gets everybody to rush out and buy their survival equipment, doesn't it? At the Fukushima Daiichi Power Station, crippled last week by a tsunami, I'm asking, wow. How did the water get up there? We've got Noah in the background here someplace. Fukushima is inland considerably. Anyway, let's continue. By a tsunami and the 9.0 magnitude trembler off Japan's coast. Now, they've got it up at 9 in this article. They had it 8, 9, and then they revised it upwards. Tomorrow it'll be 9.5 and then 10. And then it'll be off the top of the scale or something like that. Diablo Canyon Seaside Nuclear Plant in earthquake-prone California. Well, you might want to ask yourself why you're building something in an earthquake-prone zone. That might be your first engineering clue. Your site was poor. Selection was poor. Maybe one of the first in the U.S. to face closer scrutiny stemming from the disaster. Quote, nuclear long-term will be decided over the next couple of weeks, said Abel Mojica, who manages energy-related limited partnerships at Tortoise Capital Advisors in Leawood, Kansas. What do you mean, nuclear long-term will be decided over the next couple of weeks. Don't like that. Don't like hearing that at all. If there are decisions after the post-mortem that there are additional safety features required that could add to costs. Everything goes up in price. Everything goes up and your wages go down. We'll be right back.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So back to this crazy article here on this goings down in Japan. You know, I heard a report, I don't know whether it's true or not, but supposedly, you know, the Japan mainland there moved 8.5 feet in some direction. Wow, that's a long reach, but maybe it happened. Maybe it did happen. Can you imagine the trouble that would cause to the GIS, GPS, global governance crew? Can you imagine? You know, they went and sent their census takers out. They had their little GPS units at your front door. And they're standing there at the door arguing with you over whether you should or whether you shouldn't fill out the census. And they're getting three-dimensional coordinate geometry on your doorknob. And then some natural act comes along and it moves your doorknob 8.5 feet into a different direction. It's hard enough, you know, to be able to bring all those senseless takers back from a day's work harassing the people. But if they're standing there talking to your garbage can, expecting you to open the lid, you know, thinking that your garbage can is your doorstep, why, things could be kind of troubling for those people. But, you know, that's really a trouble. Certainly when it looks at from the standpoint of land surveying, Landsat and all of that, all of those deeds that have been converted over from rectangular coordinate surveying, you know, where we use the things like sightings on the sun and those sorts of nonsense, working from monumentation as opposed to working off of satellites. Well, all that, it would be in the garbage can in Japan if it moved 8.5 feet. All that property would never, you'd have to put in some kind of a new code system into your surveying equipment in order to adjust for the 8.5 foot shift in the continent there of Japan. Big island, quite the island, huge, by the way. Anyway, not quite like having a sailboat in the harbor. Nuclear long-term, again, will be decided over the next couple of weeks. This really troubled me when I read this morning about 6 o'clock. Obama's energy plan relies heavily on nuclear power. I thought it relied on offshore wind turbines, Barry, to reduce carbon dioxide emissions, harmful to climate, as well as to reduce dependence on imported oil. Come on. I'm having a hard time accepting this report. The president opposed tripling federal loan guarantees to $54.5 billion to help build new reactors. Wow. As the Three Mile Island, it's like invoking Rachel Carson, you know, here. As the Three Mile Island accident, might as well talk about DDT, eggshells. As the Three Mile Island accident near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, slowed investment in nuclear power. You ever looked into that one? Wonder how much it cost for that accident to be created. To a standstill for 3 decades, the disaster in Japan will probably have a similar effect as safety-related costs rise. That's right. It's the promotion of a safety cult. Agenda 21, Chapter 7.59. Look it up. The promotion of a safety cult. It's all for your safety, said Marine Katusa, chief energy investment strategy at Casey Research in Phoenix. The company oversees about $100 million in energy-related assets. So we'll have to see how this impacts this marketplace, but it's not going to be pleasant. Here's a little bit more of unpleasant stuff going down. Going back up to Wisconsin here. Seems like all of the thousands and thousands and thousands of union workers that have flooded into the state brought their tractors, too. You notice that the photographs yesterday was all about the International Harvesters. I used to get chided all the time because I had a bright red International Harvester tractor with a bright red International Harvester cap, and everybody thought I was a communist. Around here, a lot of the guys prefer John Deere green. But by Tim Jones, writing this for Bloomberg, the chanting has ended. Protesters have quit marching around the Capitol, and a quieter struggle is underway to deny Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker the Senate Republican majority he used to curb public sector union rights. Quieter struggle. Might as well be reading Karl Mordecai Marx here and Frederick Engels, for God's sake. A record number of recall efforts have been launched against 16 members of the Wisconsin Senate, both Republicans as well as Democrats, who left the state to stall Walker's bill curbing collective bargaining. A net loss of 3 Republican seats will mean Democrats would control the chamber 17-16. The state's recalls, enabled by internet social networking. Oh my God, here we go again. Invoking the Albert Einstein Institute. We've got these very well-educated young people with their cell phones, and they're doing cell phone revolutions everywhere. The state recalls, enabled by internet social networking, pioneered all this under the Ron Paul revolution, and Barry the Usurper and the boys took it to the finish line. Reflect a polarized national mood. A polarized national mood. Wisconsin is part and parcel of a larger expansion of recall, Spivak said in a phone interview from New York. Who was Spivak here anyway? Joshua Spivak. Joshua Spivak, wow. I wonder if his relative is the Rabbi Yaakov Spivak. Maybe. There's a broad technological revolution driving this, making it easier to collect signatures and to put money on these ballots. Wow. Jim Milaham, oh man, 67, walked the streets of suburban Milwaukee on March the 12th as the crowd police estimated to be as large as 100,000 protested at Madison's Capitol Square. Milaham, a retired French professor at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, knocked on doors in his neighborhood seeking signatures to oust veteran Republican Senator Alberta Darling. I don't like to see a lot of recalls, but Walker didn't declare his intentions to do this before the election, said Milaham. They're going out of their way to hurt working class people. Working class, working hyphen class. Notice, not the middle class. That was their mantra. No, no, not the middle class. Working class, the wage slaves, all right? Three classes in society. There's the elite, the upper class. There's the nobles and the lords and all of those. And then there are the entrepreneurs, small businessmen employing somewhere between 50 and 500 employees and others. And then there's the working class, right? Middle class. The middle class are the entrepreneurs. Get it straight. Since 1913, Spivak said, 13 state lawmakers nationwide have been recalled from office and 20 ouster efforts have been placed on ballots in five states, 16 simultaneous campaigns in one state against eight Republicans and eight Democrats are unheard of, he said. 18 states allow the recall of state legislators, Spivak said. Eight of the 13 legislative recalls have occurred since 1983. And it continues. There's always that as an opportunity when you're becoming vocal local. Just recall the batards. If you can get it done, it would be faster than any other way. Tribune, company, or co-president testifies noteholder plan will scare away partners. What's this all about? Bloomberg, Stephen Church writing. If Tribune Company's noteholders win permission to reorganize the bankrupt publisher, they will, quote-unquote, scare away potential business partners. Company co-president Eddie Hartenstein said in a court. Hartenstein. The note holder's plan would put as much as 65% of the company's stock in a trust overseen by a court until a lawsuit related to the Tribune's 2007 leveraged buyout was resolved. Hartenstein, the Tribune.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Well, our intrepid researchers in the chat room have informed me that Fukushima nuclear power plant is indeed, in fact, on the coastline. Well, what do you know? I mean, you know, you got Peoria, you got Poughkeepsie, you know. We got California, Missouri, and they got California, the state. I guess you can use the same road signs wherever you can find them. Anyway, back to the article here about Hartenstein and the Tribune, all right? Well, the Tribune is now trying to buy the Orange County Register, a Southern California newspaper that has long competed with the Los Angeles Times for readers, according to a person familiar with the Tribune's plans. The company submitted an initial indication of its interest to the Register's owners, Freedom Communications Incorporated. That's oxymoronic. Because it would help cut production and distribution costs, said the person who wasn't authorized to discuss the matter publicly. In an interview before he testified, Hartenstein said the true Tribune had considered buying the Register. He declined to say if the company made an offer to Freedom. Robert Emmers, Emmers, E-M-M-E-R-S, a spokesman for the Irvine, California-based Freedom, declined to comment on a possible purchase offer. Freedom, for a number of months, has been in the process of evaluating its strategic options and the opportunities available. We've been doing that here for about 3 years, trying to evaluate our strategic options and opportunities available as we try and advance freedom in the 21st century. While buying the Register would be a more complicated, while much of the Tribune stock is held by a trust. Oh, a trust. We've been talking about trusts. Said Marshall Sonnenschein, chairman of Sonnenschein Partners, LLC, the New York-based investment bank that arranged the bankruptcy auction of the Philadelphia Inquirer newspaper last year. Oh, don't believe it. It's just a bunch of rumors, folks. After all, it's the Jesuits that own all of the newspapers and the communications. It's the Vatican, right? Not the Schoensteins. Not the Hartensteins. Not the Emmers. It's the Vatican. Right. Let's go to another article. Take a look at this one. Wow. After all, they're all Knights of Malta, right? I don't know. Come on, load up, guys. Sometimes the computer just goes on strike. I don't know, it's just like, well, okay, he doesn't like that article, so he's not going to read it. Here we go. Here comes a widow. I want to give you this one. The widow of a Deepwater Horizon crewman settles a lawsuit against BP. This is like the 9/11 survivors, right? Laura Brubaker Culkins and Alan Johnson Jr., collaboratively writing for Bloomberg, write this. The widow of Keith Blair Manuel, one of 11 crew members who died in the April 20th explosion of the Deepwater Horizon drilling rig. Did you ever think we would mention that again on the broadcast? Wow. The Deepwater Horizon drilling rig. And they call it here an explosion. Has settled her lawsuit against BP PLC. The terms of the settlement weren't disclosed. Wow. You would think that we would have something here that we could sink our teeth into, but all they do is give it passing notice. They do give you the case, though, You can find it on the Bloomberg website if you want to see it. The case is in RE, oil spilled by the oil rig Deepwater Horizon in the Gulf of Mexico on April 20th, 2010. MDL 2179 U.S. District Court, Eastern District, District of the Eastern District of Louisiana, New Orleans. Well, that's all they say. One person has settled. I don't know what they did. Took some money. Maybe she got what she needed. Maybe not. Clean energy companies jump for a second day after the Japanese atomic accident. Headline, Todd White, writing for Bloomberg. Manufacturers of solar power and wind energy equipment climbed in Europe for a second day on speculation that alternative energy shares will benefit in the aftermath of Japan's nuclear reactor accident. So I guess if Al Gore can't make the climate go get warmer, then I guess we need to use the other fellow's idea, or we'll just do climate disruption, creative destruction, if you will, in Japan. But nevertheless, it's good business for solar and wind. Their futures are climbing, so the stocks are going up. Just give that to you. File it away in your memory bank, wind makers. Kojima, here's another part that's interesting, and this again goes right back to our discussion of Gustavus Myers, The History of the Great American Fortunes. Kojima, Japan's construction shares surge on reconstruction demand outlook. All right, there are lots of ways of going about things. You can declare a blight. All right, you can just go into a place like Chicago. You can go into a place like Detroit, fire up the caterpillars, and just start bulldozing down the houses, rewild the whole place. You could go into a place like Nuremberg, Dresden, and you could just firebomb the hell out of the whole place. You could go into Atlanta and just burn it to the ground. Raise it to ashes. Why? Well, because it's good for business. Kojima, Japan's construction shares, surge on reconstruction demand. Look what happened in Katrina. What was it, the Homestead earthquake or Homestead hurricane in Florida? A lot of money can be made on these natural disasters. Kojima Corporation surged the most in more than 2 years, leading gains among Japan's construction stocks after the country was struck by its strongest earthquake on record, boosting expectation for reconstruction demand. So you take these two balance pans that we discussed previously, the one being the cat bonds and all of the insurers, and you put them in one pan, that's the money source, and then in the other pan, you put in something that creates major demand for new construction. You could have a smart growth village. You could implement Agenda 21 in Fukushima. Even if Fukushima is much inland, you could still do it. It would read the same on the floor in the United Nations when you reported on your successes. The 95-member TOPIX Construction Index advanced 6.4%. So you just watch as the yen is falling, and then watch as the TOPIX Construction Index advances. It always balances. A loss in one area almost always produces a gain in another. The only measure among the benchmarks gauge of 33 industry groups to post a gain today. Big money in disasters. FEMA wouldn't be in it if it wasn't true. The 8.9 magnitude quake on March the 11th and subsequent tsunami as high as 7 meters engulfed towns on the northern coast. Notice, on the northern coast. Washing away buildings, vehicles, and boats. Osaka, Yokohama, Tokyo, they're all in the south. Policymakers will need to compile a spending bill over the medium to long term to cope with the aftermath of the earthquake, Chief Cabinet Secretary Yukio Endano said on the national broadcast NHK. The government is currently considering a bill to provide subsidies for construction companies and home builders, subsidizing the construction companies and home builders. Want to buy some stock in a company right now? That was the way they built the railroads, remember? We're talking about that. When the Astors and everybody else was involved in that process, starting out the roads in this country. That's the way they went about it. It was far more important to somebody like the Vanderbilts to buy the road and all of the land that goes with it, all the natural resources, the coal and things like that. But they did it largely so they could get the construction company, because they knew the cream cheese was in the construction. The roads were built so many dollars per mile to build the roads. And they could use the $500 golden spikes and things like that. Well, we'll be right back.
Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
You know, so Benjamin Shalom Bernanke's got his QE1, QE2, probably 3, 4, 5, and 6. And in Japan, they just dumped out $181 billion U.S. into their marketplace, kind of a nationwide bailout bill there, I guess, for at least the northern portion. But as this article here off Bloomberg shows us, that the big deal now is this Daiwa housing industry. I thought they made spinning reels. Anyway, Mitsui Fudusan, Sumimoto Realty Development, Mitsubishi Estate Company. Yeah, they're all going to benefit. They're going to take money right out of the top here, and they're going to rebuild Japan. They love rebuilding Japan. They do a lot of rebuilding in Japan. Anyway, it does bring back to memory for discussions from Gustavus Myers, about is the history of these great American fortunes. We've made a lot of money on destruction. It's creative destruction. That's what the Koch brothers have on their website. This is their business model, the Sumter idea. Creative destruction. I guess it makes sense. Gentlemen, your tools are disorder. From these you must create order. Order out of chaos. Been around a long time as an idea. But here, out of Gustavus Myers, again from yesterday, in the difficult financial position the Trust Company of America, the Morgan interests, saw their great opportunity of eliminating the composition of the Tennessee Coal and Iron Company. Talked about that yesterday, using the trust format to destroy your competition. There was, however, an obstacle. The federal antitrust law prohibited such combinations. How could this situation be overcome? President Theodore Roosevelt was incessantly and gustily threatening the great magnates with the enforcement of this law. But apparently Morgan knew that Roosevelt much better than the country knew him. He undoubtedly reckoned that Roosevelt's talk was mere words and that Roosevelt would prove his subservience anew in acts. It helps, if you finance these politicians. And it continues and continues. Where did Morgan and his associates get their money with which to carry on the process of terrorizing the country and gathering in immense industrial and other properties? Folks, this was written in 1907. You say it again? Where did Morgan and his associates get the money with which to carry on the process of terrorizing the country and gathering in immense industrial and other properties? Again, the people had another of those frequently occurring vivid opportunities of seeing how thoroughly the United States government was an instrument of the capitalist. In the banks, there were hundreds of millions of government money. The few oligarchs controlling the great banks were allowed to use this money as though it was their private money. They declined to loan any money to anyone until their plans were ready, and when they did loan, it was an extortionate rate of interest. Sound familiar at all? What happened to that TARP fund? Where did it go? Why didn't it all stay in the United States? Wasn't it supposed to stimulate our economy, ostensibly? Why aren't they loaning it out? Why are small businessmen all across America going bust, waiting to get a loan? And then, when they do loan, they loan only at usurious rates, but, it's a racial thing with them, I guess. Even this complete transference of government funds did not satisfy them. They demanded more. QE2, QE3. The government at once responded. Cordellieu, the Secretary of the Treasury, instantly permitted the national banks to issue $30 billion more in paper currency, and made the mints work day and night to turn out fresh coin. Well, at least then they were turning out gold and silver coin, backing it with good paper. Posing as the savior of the country, Morgan, this would be JP, came forward at the auspicious time. Auspicious, that's the way they invest in gold and silver in India, on those auspicious holidays. On the afternoon of October the 24th of 1907, and magnanimously announced his desire to relieve the tension. Accepting the very few magnates thus engineering the whole situation. Careful use of words here. There was a general clamor for loans of money. The loans were finally given on that afternoon. The savior of the country demanded from 20% upwards for loans and exacted securities. Hal Anthony has something to teach us on securities. As collateral at heavy sacrifices to the borrowers, the money that he thus loaned was government money squeezed in taxation from the producers. It was a classic example of government of, for, and by the great capitalists. Interesting. Do you agree? Off the pen of Gustavus Myers. Here's something more out of John P. Salmond on Jurisprudence, 12th edition. The king himself, however, is in law no mere mortal man. You ever think that maybe Barry the Usurper fancies himself as a bit regal? Notice the way he juts his chin out as he glances back and forth, first from one teleprompter to the other, when he stands in Congress or makes his reports, The king himself, however, is no in law, no mere mortal man. He has a double capacity. double-minded man. Being not only a natural person, but a body politic. Wow. That is to say, a corporation soul. Corporation soul. So we're just dropping some interesting stuff here. No mere mortal man, double capacity, natural person, body politic, corporation soul. More words to look up for your glossaries. The visible wearer of the crown is merely the living representative and agent. Representative and agent. That sounds like trust language, doesn't it? For the time being, of this invisible and underlying persona ficta, fictitious person, in whom by our law the powers and prerogatives of the government of this realm are vested. When the king in his natural person dies, the property real and personal which he owns in right of his crown and as trustee for the state. Talking the language of trust here. And the debts and liabilities which in such right and capacity have been incurred by him pass to his successors in office and not to his heirs, executors, or administrators. For those rights and liabilities pertain to the king who is a corporation soul and not to the king who is a mortal man. In modern times, it has become usual to speak of the crown rather than of the king. When we refer to the king in his public capacity as a body politic, we speak of the property of the crown when we mean the property which the king holds in the rights of his crown. Go up and look at on the web, type in crown properties. You'll find the LLC there that manages that trust for the queen. We speak of the property of the crown when we mean the property which the king holds in his in the right of his crown. So we speak of the debts due by the crown, of legal proceedings by and against the crown, and so on. The usage is one of great convenience because it avoids a difficulty which is inherent in all speech and thought concerning corporation soul, the difficulty, namely, of distinguishing adequately between the body politic and the human being by which it is represented and whose name it bears. And there's more. And there's more. Lots to learn about trusts and trust language. Let's jump over to the Encyclopedia of Social Sciences and continue a bit further. The preceding business depression, we've talked about steel corporations now. We've looked at this depression coming up, Northern Securities Company in 1904, right on top of the writings of Gustavus Myers. But this, out of the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences, the preceding business depression had given severe object lessons in the devastation of competitive warfare. Devastation of competitive warfare. The improvement in business created an investment market which could absorb securities upon an unprecedented scale. Equities, accordingly, not only could be disposed of widely in an open market, but for the first time in America, they had to be pressed into service to supply the seemingly inexhaustible grist required by the financial mill. The financial mill, MERS, murring away quietly in the background, destroying all the chains of title in America. At the same time, railroad securities, previously a large outlet for investment funds, were no longer in favor. In the higher realms of industry and finance, the profit-making merits of large-scale combination had gained broad acceptance and now awaited a favorable opportunity for further expression. You start getting involved with building nuclear plants and big government projects like that. You talk about financial expression and combinations. It's amazing. This belief, supported by the success of a few great combinations, inspired an imitative movement of wide scope, which was encouraged by promoters and financiers who stood to gain from promoters' fees and underwriting operations. The very same companies now coming into the foreground in Japan, clean up in the aftermath of the tsunami.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years.
My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
It's got to make you ask, you know, where were all the neo-commies from Wisconsin when the Help America Vote Act was passed? Where why were they silent so long after Katrina? Where was their angst when, you know, September 11th was going down, you know, the live burning sacrifice visited upon Washington, D.C.? Where was their angst and their desire to recall when we went into Afghanistan and Iraq, you know? I can tell you where it was. They were watching their pension plans. They were watching as they invested in the in Caterpillar and in Hewlett Packard and in all the other places. But boy, I'll tell you what, ask them to give up one Mickey D's a month and they go ballistic. They turn out on the street. Well, I guess there's things that we can learn from all of that. Left, right. How long are we going to allow this dialectic to continue? Of course, the idea of using the recall, smart idea. Why not? Let's go ahead. Throw all the rascals out. But let's throw them out permanently. Let's not go left, right any longer. Let's understand that the real Satan here is not left versus right. It's the existence of the party. As long as we continue to allow the left and the right, the Republicans and the Democrats, as long as we allow the established two-party political system to continue to stand between where we are today and where we need to be in a New York minute, maybe years ago, we're not going to get to any solutions. Nothing meaningful is going to happen. We at all hope to restore a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government in this nation, in this country, on this continent, on our between our shores, We need to get rid of the parties. The party's the problem. Or the other day, somebody else is thinking of creating a new party. You got another clever idea for another party. Give us a break, bud. Think through it. Just take a moment before you lead anybody else into a new party. Take a moment and go up and look at the election laws for your state. The election laws were written by the established two-party political system for the two-party political system with an intent to keep all other comers out. You're not going to be successful with your alternate parties. All it does is just water it down. It's just like going into the European multi-party socialist model where you can get an absolute minority in control of a country just because of a pluralistic vote. And that doesn't work. That doesn't work at all. Surely doesn't work at all. So let's go back into the discussion and close out a little bit more on the trusts and the trust system. Skeptical industrialists were driven into line both by the prospects of a competitive war of extermination with a powerful combination if they declined to join the possession and by the promise of unexampled profits if they did. Why? Why do the companies be quiet? Don't they realize they're destroying their own birthright? Don't they destroy, you know, don't they realize they're destroying this country? Of course they realize that. Remember this brass ring of power that we talk about all the time. Power. Greed. Power. It's the brass ring of power. The brass ring of power doesn't know tongue. It doesn't know tribe. It doesn't know creed. It doesn't know color. It doesn't know any of that stuff. It's just power. And when you reach up for that brass ring of power and you get your fingers on it, don't be surprised, as I've said before, that you feel somebody else's hand on your wrist helping you make that reach. And somebody else cupping your elbow, lifting you up. That's the old Masonic grip. Don't be surprised. But just like a swing set or a monkey bars in the play yard in Alaska when I was growing up, 60 degrees below zero, if you touch that steel at recess with a bare hand, you'd have to send somebody into the building for a cup of warm water to melt the ice that had formed immediately between your skin and that steel. Or when you pulled your hand back, you'd leave your skin up there and you'd be bleeding and hurting for a week. That's like this brass ring of power. Once you put your hand out for that and you grasp onto it, once you join this procession of capitalists and corporatists moving towards this oligarchic control system, there's no coming back. You're compromised. Rabbi Yaakov Spivak said one evening on his Torah University of the Air on WBCQ shortwave, you just can't find a politician that doesn't have a box full of skeletons in the closet. They're looking for the bones, men. The more skeletons you got in your pocket or your closet, the more fit you are for public service, the easier you are to control. You never let an honest man go to Washington. No control. No control over him. If you have to compromise him in any way, do it. Entice him with drugs. Entice him with alcohol. Entice him with women or money or power. Continuing, as the movement developed, however, serious weaknesses and limitations became manifest at various points. Capitalization of the combinations was commonly much in excess of the reasonably capitalized earnings and capacity of the underlying enterprises, and the early operating profits were often disappointing or non-existent. Again, we just give you a little bit of time to digest so that we can learn the language of the trust, so we can understand the power. How is it that we've been brought low? How can we see what's coming when you get into a council meeting and somebody's there and he's trying to float a bond issue? When you're looking at the creation of these various agencies, how do you determine who's the beneficiary, who's the trustee? Is this a trust or is this not a trust? When you're reading the Constitution, is this a trust agreement? Are we the beneficiaries here? Who's the trustor? Who's the creator? Who's the settlor? Who's the founder? All language of trust. What are our benefits? What are our rights in a trust agreement? What are the benefits to gain? What are the losses to avoid in your own private life, to avoid taxation, to create intergenerational wealth transfer, to keep your estate, 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 to keep your estate intact? What must you do? How can you use a trust to avoid excessive tax rates and things like that? Can we, the people, use these tools also? Of course you can. like ball peen hammers, you know? Just reach into the toolbox, get the right tool for the job, and go to work. Bless you for it, right? Where large fixed interest charges were present, this led in many cases to the necessity for corporate reorganization. And here this morning we hear about these reorganizations going on in the Tribune. The reorganization going on with the NASDAQ and the New York Stock Exchange next. The guys are brilliant, you know, at reorganization and merger. Where such charges were not present, the payment of unearned dividends led, as doing is shown, to financial difficulties by impairing working capital, low profits in the dwindling market for new securities, evidenced in the stock market panic of 1903, marked the necessary end of the movement. In retrospect, it appears a reasonable judgment that few, if any, of the combinations achieved sufficient economies to make them proof against independent competition, and only a small number acquired a sufficient degree of control of the market to give more than a temporary respite from competition. And who were those few? Today, they're household names. Today, they're household names. You go and look at all of the products in your home, in the bathroom, in the kitchen, in the pantry, in the garage. All of those products, and you just track them back on the internet and go right back into the corporate foundation, go all the way up to the apex, go up to the top of the pyramid, and you'll see the same people that got their start in the industrialization of America over 100 years ago, and today these are they that are holding all the purse strings of power as they shape a new world order, creating more chaos to bring in more order by application of the principle of creative destruction in our lives, in our families, in tongues, tribes, creeds, faith, tradition. We're moving into a new time period. And in order to move successfully into the new time period, we have to destroy the old. All objects in space, words and languages, meanings, relationship, have to be altered to accept this new electronic age. How will we eat? How will we clothe ourselves? Will there be transportation? In an electronic world, what will that look like and what will that mean for us? Will there be property, rights, interests, entitlement? Or is all that to be swept away? You have your little tippy-tappy cell phone. You go to Walmart, tap it up against the counter or the cash register, and take home your cheap Chinese plastic crap in plastic bags that they then throw away, and they wind up in a toxic soup in the middle of the ocean. Well, enough for all that. Thanks for listening. I'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Verona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
The Oracle Broadcasting Network.